Exclusive, Representative Mary Miller. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's radical abortion policy deeply unpopular with the American people. By Catherine Hamilton on December 19, 2021. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., signed legislation last week allowing minor girls to obtain abortions without their parents' knowledge. A move Representative Mary Miller, REL, called radical and deeply unpopular with the American people during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday. Miller told Breitbart News Washington bureau chief and host Matthew Boyle that Pritzker's actions further show that Democrats, who describe themselves as belonging to the party of science, are going in the opposite direction. They don't care about the young girls, and they don't care about the parents, Miller said. These girls, these are crisis pregnancies. They are probably motivated by fear. They're getting misinformation and bad counsel. They are being encouraged to make a rash decision. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Mary Miller, REL, December 18, 2021. The legislation, also called HB 370 and the Youth Health and Safety Act, repeals the state's last pro-life law. Pritzker said the repeal was essential because it was the most vulnerable pregnant minors who were punished by this law, victims of rape and physical abuse in unsafe homes. Miller contended that the bill does the opposite and could make it easier for young girls to be preyed upon by a sexual predator. First of all, is the girl going to bring herself in? Or is the abuser going to bring her in? Or are they going to offer some kind of clandestine transportation to go pick the young girl up at her home or school and transport her? I mean, some of those girls won't be old enough to have their driver's licenses, the mother of seven speculated. Miller asked several other questions of the bill, including whether young girls will be able to request sonograms, have access to information about babies' development and the potential risks and side effects of abortion, and whether hospitals would treat these girls without parental consent if the procedure goes wrong. I guarantee you, there is going to be some girl that is going to bleed to death in her bedroom, and her parents won't even know what happened to her, she warned. In addition to Pritzker's repeal, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, on a national scale last week eased restrictions on at-home drug-induced abortions. The move will allow women and girls to end their pregnancies via mail-order pills without having to see an abortion provider in person. There's the new thing now for the abortion industry. Do-it-yourself abortions at home, disaster. And now, Biden's FDA has approved mailing these dangerous pills to young women, Miller reacted. Who's informing these women of the medical risks that are going to be associated with it? Miller said women and girls facing crisis pregnancies are no doubt experiencing fear but must think long-term and seek out people who will give them wise counsel. Fear is a powerful motivator. Fear is from Satan and it motivates people to do the wrong thing. They need to recognize that they may be full of fear and that fear is causing them not to think logically, she said. And they need to think long-term also, and seek out people that are not going to be making money off of them, or going to be benefiting from them destroying their baby. She advised girls and women to avoid Planned Parenthood at all costs in favor of local pregnancy centers. They will not tell you the truth. They're a business. They are there to make money off those women. They don't care about them, they will never follow up on them. They are using them, she said. Stop local pregnancy centers amazing. And a lot of them, the people that are running them or are involved are people that have either had an abortion and lived to regret it and want to help women not make the same terrible mistake, or they were saved from actually doing it. Perhaps they lived in one of the states that required a sonogram and they left. Or they're Christians and they really care about life. And I just can't encourage people enough to go get the right counsel, she concluded. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.